Halloween by Juliana Abey. Halloween may not seem like a lot, but it's very interesting and creepy in a lot of ways. You may also discover that Halloween has special foods, but I'll tell you about that later, if you survive. Have you ever wondered, how did Halloween start? I have. This is what I found out. Halloween is actually rather old. In fact, it started when people burnt witches. They must have gone a little loony. Halloween is the day before All Souls' Day. It was called All Hallows' Eve. I'm pretty sure the psycho people carved turnips and wore costumes to ward off evil. I think they need to go to a psychotherapist. You probably have heard about the basic activity of Halloween, trick or treating, but there are much more optional activities. Here are four examples: getting the costumes and sweets, decorating the house with soft white spider webbing and plastic black spiders, and last but not least, making cupcakes. In the Philippines, they have a picnic in the cemetery. Finally, have you ever seen any outrageous Halloween costumes? I have. Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, Salt and Pepper, and drumroll, please. A stoplight. Now you will be amazed by Halloween food just after a water break. In Ireland, they eat fruitcake. They put rings and or other trinkets in the fruitcake. Did you know that caramel apples are a traditional Halloween food? I didn't. There had been some strange things in caramel apples. Pins, needles, even poison, like in Snow White. But most of the time, it was the parents. This recipe does not require dangerous objects. This is Cooking Live, and I'm your host, Juliana. Today, I will be teaching you how to make caramel apples. You will need a wooden stick, a caramel sheet, on wax, and a fresh washed, juicy white apple. This will make one apple. First, wash your apple and put it on a clean plate. Second, put your caramel sheet on a microwavable plate and heat it up for 10 seconds. Then wrap the caramel sheet around the apple, let cool, and voila, enjoy! Now next week, we'll be catching and cooking live piranhas. Now that's all for this week on Cooking Weird. Okay, that lady was weird. But now you know a lot about my Halloween, right? But if you want to learn more about Halloween, or perhaps become an expert on it, you know the resources, or what to do. The end.